Hi, Shalom Aleichem. The Haftorah for this week for Parshas Ha'azinu comes from Shmuel Beis Perek Chaf Beis, which is the Haftorah of the Shira of David HaMelech, B'yom Hitzil Hashem Moso Mikaf Kol Oyevav Mikaf Sha'ol. It's worth noting that this same idea and many of the same psukim is found in Tehillim Perek Yud Ches. In Tehillim Perek Yud Ches, we see the same type of idea that when David HaMelech was saved from his enemies, he's saved from Sha'ol, he says the same psukim, right? Perek Yud Ches of Tehillim. Vanosev Eved Hashem LeDavid, Asher Diber Hashem Es Divrei Hashira Hazos B'yom Hitzol Oso Mikaf Kol Oivav Mikaf Sha'ol. So what are the differences? How come we have the same themes, the same perek, basically, both in Perek Chaf Beis of Shmuel Beis, as well as in Tehillim Perek Yud Ches? And there are two different approaches that seem to be given. One approach is found in the Abar Benel. The Abar Benel is quoted by the Malbim, that there's a difference in the chronology, that the Shira in Perek Chaf Beis of Sefer Shmuel happened when David HaMelech is young. It happened at the time of these events, as opposed to the Shira in Tehillim Perek Yud Ches, which David HaMelech composed later on. David HaMelech composed it, so to speak, looking back at all of the events that occurred, and David is constructing a Shira for Klal Yisrael, for people to say themselves, looking at all the things that happened to them, taking the events of David HaMelech's life and applying it to their own. That's the Mahalach of the Abar Benel. However, Rashi and the Radak both understand that the Perek Chaf Beis of Shmuel Beis is also at the end of David's life. B'yom Hitzil Hashem Oso, Mikaf Kol Oivav, or Mikaf Sha'ol. The focus is on the Kol Oivav. It's going at the end of his life, which is really the same time period as Tehillim. If that's the case, what's the difference between the events, the way they are recorded in Shmuel and the way they are recorded in Tehillim? So to this, we have to go back to what we had on Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, when we recite the psukim of Malchiel, Sechronos, and Shofros, we recite the psukim in Ksuvim ahead of the psukim in Nevi'im. And on some level, the idea is that Nevi'im and Ksuvim reflect different notions. Ksuvim, to some extent, might be of a higher Kedusha than Nevi'im. And the reason for this is explained by Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz, that if you read Perek Yud Ches of Tehillim, it says, L'mnatzeach le'eved Hashem le'David. Perek Yud Ches is written to David HaMelech b'chinas Eved, as opposed to the b'china of a ben, of a son. A father shows the son certain things. The son knows certain things, what you do in the house, etc. But the Eved is given full sense of what needs to be done. He knows all of the details of the home. The Ruach HaKodesh of Ksuvim is much more detailed. It has much more information, the Mefarshim say. This idea comes from Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz. I saw it quoted in the Sefer Nachlas Shimon on Sefer Shmuel Beis. The idea is that Ruach HaKodesh is more detailed. It has more information than Nevuah. Nevuah is just what is written in order to be repeated. Ruach HaKodesh is what's written later on in order to reflect, to go through the details, to get much more information. Ruach HaKodesh is about Eved, and that's what we have here in Tehillim Perek Yud Ches. It's worth noting, by the way, that in the Maseches Sofrim, Perek Ches, they list all of the differences between the Shira of David, the way it appears in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Beis, and the Shira of David as it appears in Tehillim Perek Yud Ches. Another element to focus on in the Haftarah of this week's Parsha of Ha'azinu is the choice of Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Beis as the Haftarah is really interesting, because it's based on the fact that Ha'azinu is a Shira and Shiras David's a Shira. When you think about it, Ha'azinu is a very different type of Shira than Shiras David. Ha'azinu is a Shira that's sad. Ha'azinu is a Shira which the Ramban points out just speaks about destruction. There's no tshuva given at the end of Shiras Ha'azinu. And that's very different than Shiras David, which is a triumphant Shira. It's a Shira of joy. Now, it's worth noting that Shiras David is also the Haftarah for Shvi Shel Pesach, which is the day that we read of Kriyas Yamsuf. So the same Shiras David is the Haftarah for a joyous event, Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Haftarah for Hazinu, which is a sad type of Shira. It's worth noting that the word Shira does not mean song, it means poetry. And Shira, in the sense of Shiras David, refers both to joy and to sadness. And the basic theme of the Shira is that there is Hashgacha. There's Hashgacha that the Ribbono Shel Olam controls things. That if you read the Psukim in Shmuel Beis, Pasuk Chaf Beis, etc., the Psukim are speaking always about the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is giving to David. Ki shamarti darchei Hashem, kol mishpato lenegdi, chukosu la'osu mena. Right? David HaMelech is saying that there's a Hashgacha that happened to me. But that Hashgacha happens because David HaMelech is a tzaddik, because he did what's proper, what's right, what's just. In Shiras HaAzinu, the Hashgacha is Hashgacha on Klal Yisrael in general. It's not Hashgacha for a Yachid. The basic idea is that both Hashgachas are absolutely correct. The Hashgacha for Klal Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu controlling Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controlling history for the Klal, both in the joyous way and in the sad way, both in the sense of Ha'azinu and the sense of Shiras Hayam. And the way we speak about those is the Shira in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's specific interest and specific focus on the Yachid, which is what we have in Shiras David. Once again, I wish you a good Shabbos.